Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Boldness to Share the Gospel by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. A few years ago, I was met with a strong desire to begin using my social media accounts to share my faith in Christ with others. I didn't want to use my words to manipulate people's emotions to gain likes or followers, but to point them to the truth found in God's Word alone. As a writer, I see social media as a place of ministry. I never want to compromise God's truth so that others may feel comfortable to embrace my message. I don't want to twist or misinterpret Scripture so that the entire meaning is changed or confusion is created because it might contradict what we find in the Bible. I discovered very quickly that exposing darkness and error wouldn't win me any popularity contests online. As someone who spent many years healing from the wounds of rejection, denying myself the desire to be a people pleaser has to take precedence when it comes to sharing God's truth, even when it tends to offend. Standing up for God's word in a culture where truth is relative and not absolute as it should be comes with a lot of pushback, even among professing Christians. But as true Christ followers, we're to live to please God and not men. As believers, we shouldn't compromise truth to be popular. We also shouldn't be quarrelsome. We need to stand firm upon truth, no matter what others may say about us or about our God. Proverbs 28:1 reminds us that believers don't back down or run away at the first sign of adversity. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. We need the Holy Spirit's help anytime we stand up for Jesus. It's His strength that we must lean on. We need His boldness and courage to be light in a dark world if we're to be a mouthpiece for Him. Just as we can't muster up our own righteousness, we can't muster up boldness and strength as a witness for Jesus. We have to solely rely on the Holy Spirit's work in our lives and in our hearts. God desires that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9. So that should be the heartbeat behind why we share truth with others. It's not about us being right so that they would follow us, but that they would come to the knowledge of truth so that they might follow Jesus alone. May the Lord give us boldness to share His word with others so that they may come to know Him and love Him more. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for calling me to Yourself and making me Your child through what Jesus did for me on the cross. in him, I'm now able to be called righteous. Not for anything I've done, but because of his sacrifice. You've called us as believers to go into the world and make disciples of every nation. I ask that you give me a courage and boldness to share your truth and your gospel with those around me, whether that's online or with another person face to face. I pray that those you place in my path would see your great love for them in the truth that I share. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.